Amen. I thank and praise God for everything that he is to us today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. I'm not going to hold you long today, but I have some scriptures for you, and then I'm going to talk about a little bit of what I talked about. But it's, you know, when we, there are certain things that we as finite beings say, and then there's something that the infinite God says. To give you an example, it says that if we say it's impossible, God says all things are possible.
All right.
You want a scripture for that? Look up Luke 18:27.
All right.
Sometimes we might say, I am too tired. God says in Matthew 11:28 that I will give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Now, we sometimes says, and we think this, even though we don't say it, that nobody really loves me. You get into them things where you get depressed and you think nobody loves you. But God says, I love you.
Amen.
Look at John 3:16.
Yeah.
And 3:34.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get so depressed you just say, I can't go on.
Yeah.
But then God steps in and says, my grace is sufficient. Amen. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And we look at Brother Ted's favorite book, Psalms 91:15.
Amen.
Sometimes when we get so many thoughts and things and figures in our mind, we just say, I can't figure it out.
Amen.
Proverbs 3:5-6 says, God says, I will direct your steps.
All right.
Sometimes when the weight gets so heavy, Brother Ted, you say, I just can't do it.
Amen.
Philippians 4:13 says, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Amen.
We might say, I'm not able. God says, I am able.
I am able.
2 Corinthians 9:8. Then sometimes we might just say, you know, it's just not worth it.
All right.
But God says, it will be worth it. It will be worth it. If you read Romans 8:28. Sometimes, you know, we do certain things and even ourselves. We say, I just can't forgive myself. But 1 John 1:9 and Romans 8:1, God says, I forgive you. And if God can forgive us, we can forgive ourselves. Sometimes, and again, in our finite mind, we just say, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine it. But God said, I will supply all of your needs.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he will. Thank you.
You look at Philippians 4:19, it'll tell you.
Amen.
Sometimes when things come upon us, sometimes things are so bad we're shaking. Say, I'm afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7. He says, I have not given you a spirit of fear. Sometimes we get worried and we get frustrated. God says, cast all your fears on me. All your cares on me. 1 Peter 5:7. Sometimes we feel like we're just not strong enough. We don't have the strength to go on. God says, I give you wisdom.
Thank you,
That's, I'm not smart enough. That's what, when we think we're not smart enough, God says, I give you wisdom.
Yes.
That's 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. Then, sometimes, it's like the footprints form, and we feel like there's only one set of footprints. We feel that we're all alone. But God says, in Hebrews 13 and 5, says, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we don't have to worry about what people say, even what we think. Think about what God says, and we can make it. God determines who walks into our lives, but it's up to us to decide who we let walk away. Let me say that again. I didn't hear anything, so maybe you didn't hear me. God determines who walks into our life, but it's up to us to decide who we let walk away.
Okay.
Who we let stay.
Yes.
And who we refuse to let go.
Amen.
Just think about those things. Think about those things that we say, we feel. And then think about what God says about them.
Yes.
And I guarantee you, it'll make you a little stronger. It'll make you a little bit more able to go through everyday life. I just have a couple of scriptures that I want to read to you. And I kind of covered them in my little you say God said things.
Yes.
The first one will be in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And then we want to end up with Philippians 4:13, one of my favorite scriptures. I want to talk to you today a little bit about doubt. Doubt is fear. It means to waver in your opinion, to hesitate in your belief, to be undecided, to be it's an unsettled state of opinion. Unsettled state of opinions on things, on reality, on what is the truth. Doubt. I'm here to tell you today that God did not bring you doubt. If you have doubt, put the word of God on it, because it's the work of the devil. Now, let's read 2 Timothy 1 and 7. It says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, if we look at what Paul is trying to tell Timothy, and we apply that to our lives today, we see that he is encouraging Timothy to remember and to stir up the gift that God has given him.
All right.
Amen. No matter what God is able to accomplish through us, whatever his will is, we don't have to be afraid.
Yeah.
John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In my Bible, those are in red words. Those are the words of the Lord himself. Let not your heart be troubled. You don't have to fear. You don't have to have doubt. You know, sometimes in our little, like I say, in our little finite mind, we think that, oh, this is too big. But if you just wait a minute and think about it,
yes,
and not forget who we serve,
yes,
there's nothing too big for God.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, he chose us. And with his agape love, while we were yet sinners, he loved us so much so that he died on the cross for us. Not only did he die, but we know according to the scripture that on the third day, he got up out of the grave.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Death, where is your victory? Grave, where is your sting? He took it all back.
Yes.
He made it so that we could sing those songs with sincerity that we sing.
Yes.
That one day, not only the Jewish people who are God's chosen people, but us who was grafted in,
all right,
could one day sit around and say, thank God. Thank God. I made it over.
Yes.
I made it into heaven.
Made it over.
Amen. What a day of rejoicing that would be. Every day we see people walking around with their eyes just wide open. But their minds are gone. You know, I see a young man that I know that he's let that demon alcohol just pollute his mind.
Yeah.
And he walks around, you know, just the man, he's smart. He's a smart young man. But the demon alcohol just has him bound. And he just like, he just exists day to day. But God loves us. He loves him. And each time I see him, I always say, Jesus loves you. Someday, when he's not so drunk, he'll look at me and say, you know, you're right. I just want the Lord to just somehow let him know that I do love him.
Yeah.
You know, I wish that God would just fill him with his spirit so that he would be an example to the people that, you know, a lot of times people are better able to help people when they've been in situations. That's why God calls all different kinds of people. He don't call just the straight and narrow people.
Amen.
People who've been good all their lives. Mm-hmm. Calls people from all walks of life.
Amen.
Because if people know where you came from and don't forget where you came from, then we'll understand where we're going. When God called us and filled us with His Spirit, God essentially gave us the same power that He has. Acts 1 and 8 says, when you receive, what is this? Let me get it right. There you go. You will receive power after the Holy Ghost, after His Spirit has come upon you. I thank the Lord for the way that we sang today. Amen. Amen. The way we praised God.
Hallelujah.
Like I said, you know, when I don't really have a team that's playing in the Super Bowl. 49ers didn't make it. Raiders didn't make it. But, you know, people that have teams in there, when they team score, you know. When they team score, you know it. So when we are filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, we should let the world know.
Amen.
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 We should let the people of the world know about this good news, the gospel.
Amen.
Don't have doubt. Sometimes God has to put us in situations and places for us to be able to really trust Him. Sister Carolyn said, God just wants us to trust Him. He wants us to obey Him. Sometimes He has to put us in prison. Sometimes He has to make us homeless. But no matter what, we are still His people. We are not our own. We are God's property. Isn't that what it says in our confession of faith? We are not our own. We are God's property. And we didn't do anything to warrant this salvation. It is a gift. It's His unmerited faith. Amen. It was His true love for us. And God has a purpose for every one of us. He said, I give you pastors, evangelists, teachers, lay members, organists, drummers, all for the perfection of the church. That means it takes all parts. It's just like your body. I feel bad for the people in war that lose their limbs. And I feel overjoyed when I see a commercial where those people have a mind strong enough that when they have artificial limbs, say, I'm going to make it. I thank God for giving them the mind, because it takes all parts of your body to be perfect. And that's what it takes for the body of Christ. So let us continue to preach and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified with holy boldness, and have no doubt. 4:13 says, I can do all things. Now wait a minute. I can do some things.
All things.
All right then. I can do all things
through Christ,
which strengthens me. So have no doubt that Jesus Christ is on your team. Let us pray. Lord, we ask you to hear us when we call. We ask you to lift us when we fall. Lord, we ask you to bless us right now where we stand. Lord, we ask you to forever hold us in the palm of your hand. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.